Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grief is difficult, I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, I am sharing my book, Grieving, Walking Through the Darkness, with you. You'll discover that what you are experiencing, physically and emotionally, is normal. Healing is possible, and it is tied to the painful but powerful life lessons we learn. Remember, love always wins, and life will get better. Episode 17. I had a fitful night's sleep. When I opened my eyes at 3:30, I couldn't fall back to sleep. I fought it for an hour and finally surrendered. I got up. My brain and body moved at a turtle's pace. I resisted exerting more effort than I needed to exert. I focused all of my effort on surviving and grieving. I wondered if it will ever end. I sat at the table with a cup of coffee, oatmeal, and fruit in front of me. I stared at Babe's empty chair. I said grace before I ate. As I ate, I reflected on my life. I know I am trying, really trying. I set a daily regimen I follow without deviation. I give it my best to connect with people and make new friends. I smile, smile, and smile some more, even when it hurts to smile. I stay away from distractions. I limit TV to the evening. I try to stay busy. Staying busy is my distraction. The more I do, the less I think of my suffering. If this is true, my strategy is failing, because suffering found a workaround. M's text message took me out of my reflection. She is waiting for me. I texted I was on my way and I'll have the usual. As I pulled into the parking lot, I saw M following the path of my car. When I got out of my car, M placed her red leather notebook into her handbag. She waved me to the table and walked to the counter to order our coffees. M arrived with the coffee. She saw the faraway, forlorn look in my eyes. She interrupted my reverie. "Hey, smile," she demanded in a soft voice. "I don't feel like smiling," I answered. M mimics my expression. I fight a smile. Then it breaks out. I feel better. This is the no-grump zone. It's the no-feeling-sorry-for-myself zone. It's the I'm-going-to-get-it-right-and-go-on zone. It doesn't matter if your steps are small. You're making progress. "I am?" I questioned M. "Compared to many grieving people I know, yes, you are, Ray." "I don't see it," I answered. "Here's a quick summary. You've written 6 journals. Most grieving people find it too hard to do. Journaling is an important part of healing. You cook healthy meals. Many grieving people find it too troublesome to cook healthy meals and choose to either eat out or buy packaged meals. You exercise every day. You go to daily mass. All these things you're doing will have a cumulative effect." "I don't think of it that way, Em. I don't have a plan. Each moment I find myself wrestling with my grief, but it won't let go. I struggle to take one small step. By the end of the day, I'm exhausted from wrestling. My opponent, grief, refuses to give in without a fight." Em responded, "Think of it this way. Each small step is a victory. Each time you fall and rise, it's a victory. Life is not asking you to make the world safe. Life is asking you to take small steps, to take care of yourself. Your steps may be small, but they are small steps forward. The small steps you're talking about, Em, are emotionally painful. Like today, I cleared all of Babe's data off her computer in preparation of giving her computer to Dolly. I removed her username from the computer and deleted her password. I backed up her files in case I need to retrieve them." Em sipped her coffee, paused for a moment. "What other choices do you have?" "The way I see it, the only choice is to continue to take small steps and to choose to live. Small steps, like the steps you took to go through Babe's clothes, jewelry, treasured mementos, and share them with the girls. It might be time, Ray, to take a bigger step." "What have you been avoiding?" Em asked. I thought about it, and I knew. I hadn't played music. It's music, Em. Babe and I love music. We loved all kinds of music, country, pop, Mexican, standards. And for Babe, it's Christmas music. From Halloween to Christmas, Babe played Christmas music. I haven't played music since Babe went into the hospital. It's been nearly 6 months without music in the house. It's time, said Em. Yeah, it's time, I answered. Em had an inner sense as to how far she could push me. I sensed our meeting was over. She grinned. I can't wait to hear how it goes. Ciao. She stood, walked around the table to me before I had a chance to rise, and gave me a hug. She left me to bust the table. Again. I hope you enjoyed listening to episode 17.
In episode 18,
I share my struggle to start playing music. I hope you'll join me.
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience or want to share your grieving experiences with me, please email me at ray.breese@gmail.com. My book, Grieving, Walking Through the Darkness, is available on Amazon. Have a great day, and stay strong. Never quit. Never give up.